A very good afternoon from the sports team. Well, some bad news from the Women's 50-Over Cricket World Cup because the Proteas have been thrashed in their World Cup opener. They've been beaten by England by 10 wickets, unfortunately. They were bowled out for 69 in their innings. Sinelo Jafta top scored there with 22, the only player in the Proteas lineup to get into double figures. There were 3 wickets for Lindsay Smith and then 2 apiece for Natskiver Brunt, Sophie Eccleston and Charlie Dean. In reply, it didn't take England long. It took them 14.1 overs to knock off the 70 runs required. Tammy Beaumont finishing 21 not out. Amy Jones 40 not out to give England that 10 wicket win. The Proteas are going to want to bounce back from that early disappointment. Then in rugby news, it's a huge day for the Springboks tomorrow when they take on Argentina in the Rugby Championship. The match will be a decider for the competition, and Springbok hooker Bongi Manambi says that the team needs to forget about last week's dominant victory.
We know that Argentina is quite a passionate team, pride themselves as a nation, and yeah, they're quite tough. And I mean, it wasn't easy in Durban. It's not going to be easy here also in Twickenham this weekend. So yeah, I think for us, we know that their game is in the past now. We have to prepare for the following weekend. And, you know, in rugby, a lot can happen in a week. So we just have to focus on ourselves, focus on our plan, make sure that all the players buy into the plan and they're all aligned. And Saturday, yeah, we just have to go out there and execute the plan.
Well, I hope that there are going to be plenty of Springbok flags and Springbok rugby jerseys at Twickenham tomorrow for that kickoff at 3 p.m. South African time. And then we're going to finish with football news. Liverpool's record signing, Alexander Isak, is starting to find his feet, according to manager on a slot. The manager says that it'll take some time for him to start succeeding.
He gets fitter and fitter, but the main thing, he needs to adjust to his teammates, and the teammates need to adjust to him. And the more you play together, the better things will work. There was a great moment, not great because it didn't end up the way I wanted, but he had a great counter movement in the Palace game where in the end the midfield didn't see that, and he already played the ball to the right. If he would have seen it, he would have been one-on-one to the goalkeeper. So these are the things you get if you play more together.
Well, there's some big matches coming up in the Premier League this weekend, including Liverpool. They are away to Chelsea at Stamford Bridge tomorrow. There's a match tonight, though. Bournemouth are hosting Fulham. Looking at the action tomorrow, Leeds are at home at Elland Road against Tottenham Hotspur. Arsenal welcome West Ham, their fellow Londoners, to the Emirates. And Manchester United are going to want to arrest their poor form when they take on a high-flying Sunderland at 4 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. That's it for this hour. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.